Good evening, folks. Thanks for all the replies on my Below Top Secret podcast by Relentless about the children are breaking my heart. I'm going to elaborate a little further in response to some of your responses, and also because I feel compelled to do something, and I don't know if it's a good idea, and I'd like some feedback on this. First of all, in answer to Benevolent Heretic, these are kids. They were between the ages of 8 and 12. I know this because we saw them a few days before we moved out, messing around on the construction site next door. And in addition to that, there was one child who had a very unique possession with him, which we told the deputy about as a way of tracking the children. They're children. I don't want them thrown in jail, but I think their parents should be spoken to, because I'm going to give the parents the benefit of the doubt at the moment that they don't know their kids are doing this and may very well be as horrified as I am if they knew they were. The parents may have no clue. I'm also feeling excessively guilty because DH told me Friday night that he had stopped by to check the house and there was one piece of concrete thrown through the screen door. And I said, look, it's not our house, it's not our responsibility. Assuming that if it was one piece of concrete, okay, someone took a chuck, and then they kind of came to their senses and walked away. In a million years, I would not have thought that I would see what I saw Sunday afternoon. I have now confirmed through a neighbor across the street that the children were seen playing, using my garage door, my former garage door, as target practice. There's quite a pile there, by the way, of concrete in front of the garage door, which luckily is a very high-end garage door for the to withstand the utmost in hurricane winds. I don't have a garage door like that now, but this particular door, the damage is minimal. It's scrapes and minor dents. It sustained the damage very well. But there's damage. And the scene I saw at the pool on Sunday was devastating to me. It broke my heart. It really did. There is so much concrete in the pool and in the decking, I cannot believe that the screens are not more destroyed. So here's my thought. My thought is what I would like to do, and I hesitate because I no longer live there. If I lived there, there would be no hesitation, but I could be jeopardizing the current owner when he moves in. I want to write a letter, and whether or not it should be anonymous, I'm not sure. I have no qualms about signing my name unless I am advised that that would be foolish. But I will usually stand by my words. I'd like to send a letter to everybody in the immediate vicinity, especially the homes behind that street where the house resides, because I know those children live there, at least some of them. And describe the unique possession of the one child and basically give a message to all of the neighbors. Something to the effect of, here's what happened. Here is something to identify whether this might have been your child or someone your child is hanging out with, which may mean that your child was involved and you may want to speak to your child about this. Not so much to get the kids to rat out on each other, but for the parents to confront their own children. And I would also like to suggest to these parents that if you find that your child was involved and or will elaborate on who else was involved, that the responsible parents among you will do the right thing by their children, which is basically having them make amends for what they did. Monetarily, I don't think this is going to be a big deal for the new owners. I have seen signs that they have more money than I do from some of the renovations they're going to make to the house that is only 4 years old and one of the most beautiful custom homes in the area. But maybe make the children go over there and at least apologize and make the children aware that this behavior is unacceptable. And when an adult gives you instruction to leave property that you do not belong on, that you darn well better listen. I mean, give the parents an opportunity to straighten out their own child and do the right thing. In addition, I would like to put into this letter that for those of you who do not have children in this area, but enjoy having them there, as we did, I really have to caution you from here on in that when you see the children misbehaving on property that is not their own and causing vandalism and destruction or exhibiting destructive or disrespectful behavior, don't bother going over there and attempting to speak with them yourselves. Because number one, it will have no effect. And number two, it may result in further retaliation. That's what I'm really concerned about now. And I want to advise the rest of my former neighbors, just pick up the phone and call the sheriffs. And let them send someone to chase the kids off so that they don't know who made the call, but let them handle it. Let them have the interaction with these children. The only reason I can even be comfortable with, I know there's a lot of concern these days with cops going overboard with kids, but from the deputy I spoke with who arrived at the scene to speak with us, I really don't think that in my town, all right, it's technically a city, but to me it's a town, it doesn't feel like a city, that it is more of a community policing. They're not gunning for these kids. I mean, he flat out told me, we're not going to investigate who these children were. We can't prove anything and it's not worth our time. But I also think that they're not, well, the majority of them are from New York. And I think more, they came down here more for community type policing than, military type policing. I think they're good cops. So those are my thoughts. They are children. And that's why it's breaking my heart. I don't think these kids belong in jail. I don't think it needs to go that far. But my thought is to send this letter, whether or not it should be anonymous, and maybe make some of the parents wake up. I think by describing the one child who can be identified, these parents have to know at least who their kids are hanging out with. And it just may be an eye-opener. I don't know. It might do some good. Maybe it'll do more harm than good. Those are my thoughts. Let me know what you think. Thanks, you guys. This is Relentless. Bye-bye.